Welcome to the Mortgage Update with Dan Frio. For over 10 years, Dan has been helping AM 1160 listeners. With so many companies to choose from and hundreds of loan options, the mortgage process can be confusing and costly. Be sure to listen each day for Dan and learn the difference between FHA, VA, and conventional loans. You'll also learn how to negotiate lower interest rates and fees, as well as steps to buying your first home and whether refinancing makes sense. Stay tuned to find out why Chicago's top realtors are choosing Dan Frio.
Welcome to the Mortgage Update with Dan Frio, and I, of course, am Dan Frio. And like I start every show, if you like the show, which I hope you do, please make sure to call us, give us an email. If you're watching this on YouTube, comment down below somehow, some way. Get in touch with us if you want some assistance or you need some help. Today I have Pat Noon with us. He's my tax guy that I go to when I have clients that need help. And a lot of times what will happen is somebody will apply for a loan and I say, well, I need your pay stubs, I need your ID, and I need your last 2 years' tax returns, the federal returns. Dan, I haven't done those. I haven't done them in 3-4 years. What happens to the hair on the back of your neck, Pat, when they say that? Or
it's a very more common experience than you would think.
Yeah.
These are IRS numbers. The IRS estimates that there are 10 million people that are behind in filing their annual tax returns. And there's another 14 million on top of that that have some type of balance with them. Could be big, could be small. The IRS says 1 in 50 people have some issue with them. So when you're in a restaurant this weekend and it's, you know, fairly crowded, there's going to be people in there that have IRS issues that need help. Those are what we call troubled taxpayers.
Gotcha.
And a troubled taxpayer is somebody who's either behind in filing or if they have a large outstanding balance due and can't write one check to make the IRS go away.
So what do they do?
So what we do is to get them back on track and to get them to move forward with your loan application is we do a three-step resolution process where the first step is we pull transcripts from the IRS. Basically, it's a way for us to run around the other end of the table and look at their cards and see what cards they're holding.
Got it.
Meaning, what do they think we're behind on as far as filing, and how much do they think the taxpayer owes?
So how do they get that data? So if I'm correct, the employer sends the information to the IRS as well as you when you file taxes, and
correct,
those need to match?
Exactly. Okay. And being in the time of year that we are now, the IRS is sending out what they call CP2000 notices, where basically the notice will say, here's what you reported, here's what we think it is, here's the difference. Explain the difference and whether you agree or disagree with the difference.
Okay.
Because you're right. When a W-2 or a 1098 or a 1099 mm-hmm. goes out to the taxpayer, a copy goes to the IRS as well.
Gotcha. So then that's their cards
in
their hands.
Right, right. So now we know, how many years they're looking for and what the balance due is. The next step, step two, is we got to get all the old returns filed. They will not talk to you about any type of resolution until all of the old returns are filed. You got to be what's called in compliance. And then once all the returns are filed, then we can look at potential resolutions such as either an offer and compromise, a full pay installment agreement, a partial pay installment agreement, or even what they call a hardship status or CNC, where basically there's no money available currently following their standards and their allowances mm-hmm. to send to them on a monthly basis.
Got it. So I hear this a lot. Somebody will say, why I didn't file taxes because they owe me money.
And there again, there's a window of opportunity and it's 3 years. If you don't go get it in 3 years, it's gone.
So do you still have to file?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely.
I think that's the misinformation, and I'm kind of leery on that too. I'm like, I thought you basically had to file, but I hear this a lot. Well, they owe me money, so I'm just, have to file.
Right, right. You don't have to file, but if you want that refund, you got to file.
Okay.
And it's crazy to let them have your money.
So technically, I'll rewind for a second. If they owe me, even on their side of it, it shows that they owe me money.
Correct.
Do I not have to file?
You do not have to file.
Really?
But if you want that refund, you're going to have to file.
Gotcha. I didn't know that.
Okay. Right. And they're not going to send it to you. You know, if you're in a refund position, they're not going to say, hey, we took a look at our records and we think we owe you money. Here's a check. No. And you've got only 3 years to go get that refund.
Okay.
You wait more than 3 years, it's gone.
Got it. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So our the new tax laws that we were talking about in yesterday's show, is it beneficial at this point to then own property in Illinois because of the tax base? And here's a question that I have, and this is what I tell a lot of people and talk about on my shows. Even if you're renting, you're paying a mortgage payment.
You're paying the landlord's payment.
Okay. Right. I was hoping I was expecting maybe a deer in the headlights, but you got that dead on. You're still making a mortgage payment for somebody. Somebody owns that building. So,
and not getting a benefit for it.
Got it. So talk about the benefits. A lot of people don't realize. I'm closing on a loan in the next 2 or 3 days for a young lady, and we're going through it, and she pays, I think it was like $1,800 a month in rent right now. Her new payment's going to be, I think, under $1,500. And then I'm like, you're also going to get a tax benefit. So if we have a person that's buying a $250,000 home, their real estate taxes are $6,000, okay? And they're paying interest per month of $400. So they have, let's say they have $10,000 in the real estate tax write-off and the interest write-off, okay? $10,000.
Correct.
How does that work out on your taxes?
Depending upon what tax bracket you are in,
okay,
that is the benefit. There's a difference between a tax credit and a tax deduction.
Okay.
A tax deduction is only worth whatever tax bracket you are in. So if it's $10,000 in mortgage interest and real estate taxes and I'm in the 20% tax bracket, I just saved $2,000 in income taxes.
Okay.
Okay. A tax credit is dollar for dollar.
Okay.
So that's the difference between a tax deduction and a tax credit.
So would it be fair to say in that case that that person is getting a $2,000 extra refund?
Correct.
In essence.
Correct.
Divide that by 12, you can say, well, basically, you can kind of in a roundabout way
deduct that
for your mortgage, saying, okay, your mortgage payment's $1,400.
Right, exactly.
You got the $200 benefit. So basically, when it nets out, your house payment's $1,200.
The after-tax effect,
okay.
Right? Exactly.
Cool.
Exactly.
Cool.
And hopefully, on the other hand, it's going up in value.
Right.
If I'm a renter, I'm not participating in that increase in value.
Right. And that's another whole topic for maybe another time.
Right, exactly.
Where a lot of the defaulted loans, and I won't go there here, but, you know, when people's homes plummeted, everybody went into defaults and this and that because they're like, okay, the banks duped me on this. But Sean was on the other day and he said, you know, who gives me guarantees on stocks? If the stock mark, you know, if I buy a stock at $100 and it goes to 60, can I go back and say, I'm not going to sell my stock. I want to sell my stock, but I want $100 for it.
Right.
It doesn't work that way.
Nope.
So sorry, I went
right
off on a tangent. So,
whatever the market will bear.
So who is your ideal client?
Again, for us, we do prepare income tax returns on an annual basis for probably 250, 300 clients right now. But we have people come to us all year long. I'm working with a gentleman in Lawrenceville, Georgia right now, in Post Falls, Idaho. These are people that have tax issues that need to get back on track and get back on the wagon, if you will, with the IRS.
Okay.
So that's a good client for us.
Gotcha. When we come back, we'll talk. I want to go in this in the next segment because there's a system that you use or you have that you will represent your clients on all future audits. And I think, isn't there like an insurance?
Right. We offer, okay, for those people whose tax returns we prepare, we offer an audit protection plan, which is good for 3 years moving forward.
Okay. I want to go over that in the next segment because I want to go into some great detail with that because if they're, you know, what do you do? How do you represent that person? What errors you know, do you cover? How much do you cover? Will you go to the IRS for
yes
me?
Yes,
all
yes,
that
and
stuff.
Yes.
Because I went through it. So if you've never gone through an audit,
you haven't lived yet.
it's nuts. It's completely nuts. And you sit there and you're beating your head against the wall because it's like, here's how mine ended. And then we'll go off a segment. After about 6 months, I finally went to the person. I'm like, what are you looking for? And she just looked me in the eye and she said, We don't know how you're paying your bills. We don't know how you're paying your bills. We know where you live. We basically know your mortgage. We know your, you know, this and that and this. So why didn't you ask me?
They refer to that as a forensic audit.
Okay. So then I said, here's my Charles Schwab statement from a year ago. And here's my Charles Schwab statement today. Do you see that it's been dramatically reduced? And it wasn't because the stock market crashed. It's because I took out so much money to keep covering my bills at the time when everything crashed. So right. I said, that's all you had to do is ask me. I could have showed you the flow of money out of my Schwab account. So that was completely frustrating. So again, what is the best way for somebody to reach you? And can they do, you know, a lot of the millennials or a lot of younger people, they do a lot of things online. So, tell us, give me your phone number, your name, phone number, and any social or web presence that you have.
So phone number to reach me, it's my cell. It's with me 24 hours a day, 630-415-5296. Website is pjntaxsolutions.com. And you can email me, Patrick, at pjntaxsolutions.com.
Cool. And again, if you'd like to reach out to us and ask some questions, please call 630-338-1160. Every one of these shows, and if you're in Chicagoland area, you're listening to this on AM 1160. But if you're watching this on iTunes or listening to it in iTunes, Spotify, watching us on YouTube, please don't forget to subscribe. And also down below, leave a comment. I reply to every comment. And if you have a comment that you'd like for Patrick to answer, I'll make sure that he gets your information. He can email you. He can call you. I'll even have him post in the comments section so we don't miss any of your questions. So when we come back, we're going to go over how Patrick will work on your behalf for your tax issues. And then at the end of the show, I'm going to go over a credit hack for you that I do on every other show and a quick little hack that could help you increase your credit scores. So don't go away. We'll be right back. Welcome back to the Mortgage Update with Dan Frio. I have my buddy Patrick in with us today. He does taxes, tax resolution, anything you need to do with taxes. And I refer my clients to him, who many times when I'm asking for their tax returns will say, I haven't filed the last 3-4 years. Now what? Does that mean I can't get a mortgage? Nope. All that means is you're going to give Patrick a phone call because we got to get those filed. Patrick, I got a question for you.
Yes, sir.
So I get this question a lot. Of me saying, Dan, why you? Why not the other guy? So I'll ask that question back to you. Why Patrick? Why not the other guy?
With the other guy being these pop-up tax preparation firms, H&R Block, Jackson Hewitt, Liberty, a lot of times they need to hire help for tax season.
Sure.
Okay, and these people aren't there all year long. They're probably in another line of work the rest of the year.
Yeah.
Whereas with us, this is all we do. We don't do bookkeeping. We don't do any accounting. All we do is taxes for individuals and businesses all year long.
Here's my thought, and no disrespect for anything, anybody at H&R Block or Jackson Hewitt or those other companies. My thinking on my side of the fence is they buy, because I know some people who do work at H&R Block during tax season to pick up some extra funds.
Correct.
But they're also, you know, they work as a school bus driver.
Correct.
Or they do this. And again, no disrespect to any of those people or these companies. But here's my thinking, and you can validate it or not. They have H&R Block then goes in and buys the tax software. They have it.
Correct.
And then you sit down with that person, the former bus driver, and they sit there and plug in all your data into that computer.
Correct.
And they hit enter, and your taxes are done.
And they file the return while you are sitting there.
Right.
So you better make sure that you have every tax document with you that you need in order to prepare a complete and accurate return. Because if you don't, now you're going to need to go back and you're going to need to file an amended return. There's going to be an additional charge. What we do is typically when we meet with a client, it's typically a 2 to 3 week turnaround from when we meet with them to when we're done preparing the return. But we'll do an analysis, a year-to-year analysis, to see, does mortgage interest look the same? Are real estate taxes the same? There's some people, they have 2 or 3 tax bills, okay? And if they don't have them all at the time you meet, then they're gonna the numbers are gonna be off. And what we like to do is we like to do a holistic approach and compare the current year to the previous year, not only on the expense side, the deduction side, but also on the income side as well.
I just referred a client to Patrick, and it's a client who has rental property, investment properties. And I said, you know, is that income or anything on your tax returns? And she's like, no, I don't claim any of it.
That's Schedule E, page one.
So I was like, do you realize that you're probably missing out on $2,000 to $4,000 credits every year? And so she.
And the other thing too is when it's rental property, it's not considered your personal residence, and therefore there's depreciation that should be taken.
Yeah.
Which is also another deduction that your client's missing out on.
I didn't even think of that. So in her case, I think that the real estate taxes were $5,000. The interest is about $1,000, so there's $6,000.
You can write off, if it's a rental property, you can write off cleaning and maintenance, landscaping, insurance.
Well, just take that. That was $6,000. And then the depreciation, I see a lot of them, and you can back it up or not. You know, her depreciation probably $3,000 to $4,000.
So typically, yes.
So you're now closer to $10,000. In her range, you know, in her tax bracket, that's
$2,000 to $3,000 in taxes.
So she hasn't done it in the last 2-3 years. I mean, you're talking.
So we need to hurry up, because, like I said, if the IRS does owe you money, you only have 3 years to go get it.
Okay. So the next question is, and I see this on, you know, even people who file TurboTax and things like that. It's they do have audit protection plans.
Correct. We often, and that's something that we started offering a few years ago. It's an audit protection plan, and there's three levels. There's good, better, best. And most of our clients take the middle one, which is $79.95. And what that buys you is 3 years of audit protection on a go-forward basis for that year, meaning that if any notices come to you from the IRS, we will respond to those notices. And if, God forbid, you were to be audited, in that fee is 10 hours of audit representation time, so that you don't have to meet with the IRS. And also there's meetings and conferences available during the year as well. And
$80 one dinner out with Mr. and Mrs.
Right. And that's probably 15 minutes of billable time. So it's a no brainer. Take the audit protection plan, and then you don't have to pay us to respond or to represent you in an audit.
That's kind of, I hate this word, but that's a no brainer.
It is.
I mean, it's like I took my wife and daughter out last night, and we just had burgers and stuff, and it was probably with the tip and everything. It was close to that.
Exactly.
So it's just like, okay, now it can cover me for a whole year. Okay.
Right.
So, all right. Anything you want to go over with in regards to, you know, tax resolutions, you know, a story that you might have that, you know, might resonate with somebody that can be like, dang, that's my situation.
I just closed a case with a client, and basically was able to get him into hardship status with both the IRS and the state of Illinois. We do state resolution as well. And this is an individual who fell on hard times and currently does not have the money to pay the back taxes. And we were able to get him into hardship status, where basically the IRS says, okay, we'll put you on the sidelines and we won't, you know, harass you for payment. If your situation improves down the road, we'll come back to you. And the way they do that is by monitoring future returns that you file. And the client was so thrilled. He said, you're going to get a bonus, and I'm taking you out for a steak dinner. He said, because now I can sleep at night.
Yeah.
Now that cloud that's been hanging over me is gone.
Right.
I don't have to worry every time the phone rings or somebody rings the doorbell, you know, or somebody shows up at my place of business. All that pressure is gone by coming to us and having a professional. And the other thing too is the IRS likes when clients hire people like us, because we speak their language.
Gotcha.
We know what they're looking for. When they shoot out numbers like, I need a 433D or a 433A, or I need a 656 form or a 2848, We know what they're talking about.
Yeah.
They don't have to take the time to educate us like they do, you know,
Joe Citizen. Like I said, I'm pretty familiar with a lot of this stuff because I see taxes on a daily basis and I do my taxes and other things. Mm-hmm. But when I met with when I was under audit, the girl was funny because she's asking me of stuff. And then I went back to my accountant at the time and he's like, you don't need that. And then I go back to her and she's like, well, let me go back to my boss and ask. And then they come back and say, so I don't know if they're just trying to catch you in stuff or I don't know.
Like, it was a nightmare. And the other thing too, is when it comes to either tax prep or tax resolution, we don't charge by the hour. We charge a flat fee.
That's cool.
And on the tax preparation side, the fee is determined based upon the number of forms and schedules that are necessary to file a complete and accurate return.
Yeah.
On the tax resolution side, the fee is determined based upon how much you owe and whether or not a revenue officer has been assigned to you.
Gotcha. Okay. So I'm gonna start quizzing you on some credit stuff so I can get to my credit hack. Do you know, I'm sorry about this. So just do you know how many credit scores are there? Do you know, like if you pulled
three major ones?
Okay. So that's the norm. So when I ask people, you know, what's your credit score? They might say 648. Just so you know, and this is to educate. I always try to do a credit segment in the end of my show. There's a little over 30 different credit scores.
Oh my goodness.
So here's what they are is like, for example, you said the three TransUnion, Equifax, Experian.
Correct.
Those are the three.
Those are the three biggies. Yeah.
Under TransUnion, there's a series 4, a series 8, and a series 9.
Really?
Okay, so TransUnion has three series. Under each one of those are four subcategories.
Oh, my God.
There's one for mortgages, credit cards, insurance, and cars. Jeez. So those are those. Here's my hack right now. If you're looking for a mortgage, hopefully you use me. And I don't care where you are in the country. I can help now. We have a system that it's a what if simulator in our credit scoring system. Here's what I've found out in the last 2 weeks, and I try to educate myself as much as I possibly can when it comes to credit scores. I've had in the past week probably 5 or 6 clients that are just 10, 11, 12 points off of either getting qualified for a mortgage or getting put into a much better mortgage category. By paying down just a little bit on credit cards, you could pick up, I had one lady pay $49 on a Discover card and $158 on a Target card, and she went from a 578 to a 643.
Wow.
So,
can I ask you a question?
You betcha.
Let's say they don't have the money to pay down the existing credit card balance.
Mm-hmm.
What if they went the other way and they increase their limit?
Yep.
Now their percentage to total borrowing to limit is now down.
Perfect.
Does that not improve their score?
Yes, it could.
Good.
Here's what happens with that. And this is, I get this a lot. Well, Dan, I'm going to go, and I always say, you know, I have many clients that will have a $250 high credit limit and a $250 balance. That's simple. You can go to Costco and spend $250.
Right.
So I say, you know what, you don't have to do anything. See if you can increase your line to 500, 1,000. Now you owe 250 on a $1,000 high credit limit.
You're at 25%.
You're 25% versus 100.
Right.
The first question is, well, they're going to pull my credit, right? To do that. Most of the time, yes. So then they pulled your credit. What happens? Goes down. Okay.
Right.
So it goes down 3. But because you increased it to 1,000, now your utilization rate is 25%. You picked up 40.
You look a lot better.
Your net is plus 37.
Mm-hmm.
Hack of the day.
Again,
I want to thank you for listening. Thank you, Pat, for showing
thank
up
you.
Today.
Thank you.
I might see if I can con him to come back tomorrow or one of these in the next couple days from now to kind of go over some. There's a bunch of questions I have for you. So please give it. What's the best way to get a hold of you?
630-415-5296 or patrick@pjntaxsolutions.com.
And if you're listening to this on AM 1160, please go to the website, 1160mortgage.com. I'll have Patrick's information there. If you're watching us on YouTube, just go down the description and I will have his contact information there as well as a link to his website. God bless. See you tomorrow.
You've been listening to The Mortgage Update with Dan Frio. For over 10 years, Dan has been helping AM 1160 listeners. With so many companies to choose from and hundreds of loan options, the mortgage process can be confusing and costly. Be sure to listen each day for Dan and learn the difference between FHA, VA, and conventional loans. You'll also learn how to negotiate lower interest rates and fees, as well as steps to buying your first home and whether refinancing makes sense.